made millions, and they're still selling, and they're giving me nothing, not a penny. So this is not a joke.
That's a violation of the copyright.
This is a trademark, yeah, a trademark. This is the, they're giving them the trademark to my name. That's much more than a copyright. That means they can use my name any way they see fit. Mm-hmm. Bob, according to Learning International, Bobby Fischer Teaches Chess is their trademark. Can you believe that? If you take a look at this Bobby Fischer Teaches Chess CD-ROM put out by Learning International, it says it right in there. And they, just for good measure, they said Bobby Fischer, which spelled F-I-S-C-H-E-R, Teaches Chess, is a trademark of Learning International, and Bobby Fischer, F-I-S-H-E-R, is a trademark of Learning International. They had it two ways. Of course, my name is F-I-S-C-H-E-R. Mm-hmm. But just for good measure, they said Bobby Fischer, F-I-S-H-E-R, is also their trademark. You see? Bobby Fischer, Teaches Chess, was spelled without the C, is also their trademark. So this is a license to rob me and to exploit my name for eternity. The U.S. government has given them this. The U.S. government is filth. And is that bastard Cohen still here, the defense secretary?
I don't know.
That guy, he should be arrested for his war crimes in Yugoslavia. He should be arrested. I'd like to, maybe I can interrogate him too in jail. He should be arrested. He should be executed. He is a criminal. He is a war criminal.
You know, would you like to say something, Vince?
Aren't you worried about the fact that he is here?
Is he still here? Is he still here?
And that he was here in the middle of our war?
Yeah. He came just like the day before you attacked, no?
Right.
It's like he came to give orders, no?
Right. Does that bother you in any way?
Yeah, I should have been arrested. Arrest him if he's still here.
Mm-hmm.
He's a gangster. He's Jewish, no?
Are you not worried because the Secretary of Defense of the U.S. is here? Mr. Cohen, and you're strongly...
Well, this is still supposed to be a sovereign state. He has no official power here, so far as I know.
But he may be meddling in the Mindanao War.
Yeah.
Did that cross your mind?
I assume he's meddling, sure. Sure he's meddling. But this is the fault of Estrada. Why is Estrada, giving him the... Listen to him. He says, arrest him.
Bobby, on that copyright thing.
Yeah. This is a trademark.
Trademark.
Yeah.
I mean, because, we in the Philippines also, at least some militant groups in the Philippines are raising hell also because of... The intellectual property rights thing that they come over to the Philippines, they make research and things that are indigenous to our natives, all of a sudden becomes the property of somebody in the United States.
Oh my God. Yeah, I heard something, the Indians over in India were saying something similar. They have some kind of herbal cures, and then these mega Jew corporations come in. And they claim it's theirs. They patented it or whatever. I don't know. It's ridiculous.
So you think,
it's the same with me, yeah. The Jews are absolute powers. Eventually they're gonna, patent some kind of special air. You're gonna have to pay them for breathing.
Well, gives them the right to do that,
No, nobody, they take it. Just like nobody gave them the right to take my belongings. They just take it. That's their style. They're aggressive. The Jews are fierce.
They have it patented after them. The ownership already.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Well, I just heard now what some people on the internet are starting to sell lots on the moon. No, because the U.S. is claiming or whatever that they own the moon already, and then said I don't know what the whole story is, but that's next. They're going to start claiming they own the universe too. Yeah.
Yeah, Bobby.
Yeah, well, another thing. I was listening to the radio. Radio TV. I think it was there was this corporation, Equinox, something like that, and somebody put out a false report on the internet that this company was in bad shape or going under, drove the price down, you see? Mm-hmm. And now this person has been arrested. Now, the Jews have told millions of lies about me. They even robbed my stuff. Nobody arrests them. But if you start talking against some Jew corporation and driving their price down, you're likely to get arrested. You see? Everything is a double standard with them, a total double standard. America is filth. It's the worst country in the world. It's always been the worst country in the world. Look at its history.
Oh, you.
Look at its history, Pablo.
You're an American.
Yeah, Bobby. You're American, but it seems that
I'm an aggressive American.
You're overextending your hatred of America because I notice even in the restaurant when we eat, you don't like American beef. I mean, I think it's too much, you know. Hatred for America.
No, you see, that's because they feed the cattle in the U.S. with steroids. They eat more cancer, yeah. That's the reason.
Not because it's from America.
Yeah, because of the steroids. If the Philippines put steroids in their beef, I would try to avoid it too.
That's why you like Philippine beef?
Yeah.
But what happens with the steroids? What does it do?
It causes cancer, that's all.
Why do they use steroids when it causes cancer?
Because when you feed them, when you give the cows steroids, they grow faster. They put on weight faster, so you can kill them like a year earlier. And they got it all figured out. They save a lot of money by doing that. That's the whole point. It's as simple as that. And the EU, I don't like the EU, European Union at all, but on this one point, they're very good. They're refusing to allow American beef in. And that is because of Germany. German scientists are very adamant on that point. And the U.S. has been pushing for years. When I was in Germany back in 1990, there was a front page story. It was all the front page. Trade war unless Germany allows U.S. beef in. This is unfair. The scientists say it's healthy. And they huffed and they puffed and they blew trade war with Europe. This is the end of the world unless they let that beef in. This went on for about 2 weeks. The Germans and the European Union stood pat. They wouldn't budge. Suddenly the U.S. forgot about it. It was all bluff. The story disappeared from the headline. And that's the way to treat the U.S. Call their goddamn bluff. You should close the U.S. embassy here. Kick the fucking U.S. out of the Philippines. Kick the Israelis out. Close the Israeli embassy. Right now. Just close it. I would like to see an angry mob of Filipinos ransack the U.S. embassy and just burn that goddamn place down. I would find that very gratifying.
Okay, yeah, but maybe not all the U.S. if steak are bad. Or maybe some are still good.
Yeah.
I don't know,
Well, so far as there may be a few independent producers here and there, but all 99% of the stuff that's exported is grown with steroids. Believe you me. And it's not just that at all. The things they do to the food there, they're irradiating the food. It's a horror story. I even heard that, this is some years ago, that they had a law there in the state that if a certain part of the cow had cancer, it was legal just to cut it off and sell the rest of the cow for meat.
Really?
Yeah. Well, they got all kind of laws there to favor these big Jew corporations. You know, DDT is a terrible poison.
Yes.
It's illegal in the U.S. It was made illegal a long time ago, but it's legal to export it. So if they can export it to India or Philippines or wherever, that's okay. See? That's what they think of the third world countries. You know, it's, I made it illegal, but the corporation says, yeah, this is going to hurt us. We are all geared up for making DDT. You go, okay, you can export it to other countries, but you can't use it here. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, okay, Bobby, let's go back to another topic. You mentioned to me, if I remember correctly, Larry Evans?
Yeah.
You told me he, one time also he violated.
This is right. Larry Evans is, I mentioned him before, this dirty, circumcised Jewish son of a bitch. He writes for, Chess Life, which I call Chess Lies. And he's always knocking me, all the time. And, has criticized, so far as I know, the fact that I'm under indictment by the U.S. government. That doesn't seem to bother him. But he himself, see, I got a long memory, he himself, back in the 60s, played in Cuba in violation of a U.S. State Department ruling that was in the passport that Americans were not allowed to go to to Cuba.
Cuba.
And nothing happened to him because he's a Jew. See? He did a very similar thing to like what I did, but nothing happened to him because he's a Jew. But he has no objection to the U.S. wanting to put me in prison for doing basically what he did. And he got good money too. He told me. I think he told me he got $3,000. He got several grand for playing there. This is back in the 60s, this was a princely sum for an honorarium in those days. He got real good money to go there to violate the State Department advisory, which was in the passport. When I went to Yugoslavia, it wasn't in the passport. This was just an executive order that Bush had made, well, very dubiously legal standing, by the way. It wasn't passed by Congress, but this was in the passport. And he went there, nothing happened to him, but he doesn't mind that the U.S. wants to put me in prison for 10 years.
But with him, he might, no?
Yeah.
Anyway, Bobby, you remember you told me this Nixon remark?
Oh, yes, I was just reading that the other day in Forbes magazine. I think this is very apropos because you just been, we were discussing about why is it that so few people come out supporting me regarding all the crimes that are being committed against me by the United States government and world jury. And we kicked it around, but I think this is explained by my old buddy Richard Nixon. This is what he says here. He says, this is in Forbes, September 4, 2000. Yeah. People react to fear, not love. They don't teach that in Sunday school, but it's true, Richard Nixon. So, the people are not afraid of me. I can't hurt people, but the Jews can. If you cross the Jews, you can lose your job. You can have all kind of other problems too. Things can happen to you that are not so nice. See, the people are afraid of the Jews. So, what do I have to gain by supporting Fisher? What's in it for me? So they don't want to come out publicly regarding all the crimes that the Jews and the U.S. government. A committee against me. I think it's explained by this little statement.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And also, the Jews know this psychology very well. Because there was a book that came out long ago in the 70s by a Jew called Robert Wiener called Winning by Intimidation.
Mm-hmm.
So the Jews like to intimidate. They want people to be afraid of them. That's why I'm doing these broadcasts. See, I want to dispel this fear people have of the Jews. People think, if you say with Fisher, say you're dead, you're finished.
Yeah.
But I've been saying this for over a year and a half and nothing's happened to me. Absolutely nothing. I called the Jews bluff.
Yeah, Bobby,
I called the U.S.'s bluff too.
Bobby, nothing happened yet.
Nothing happened yet.
You have been, as you said, an ambassador of ill of the U.S.
Ill will, yeah.
Ambassador of ill will.
Rather, ambassador of ill will.
Yeah. But they are not bad to you all the time. I remember you told me they renewed your passport.
Your passport.
Aren't you happy about that?
Yeah, well, this just shows what hypocrites the U.S. is. And the reason they did it, I went to Switzerland. Because my passport was expiring. This is early 1997 to get my passport renewed.
Mm-hmm.
And if the U.S. had refused to give it to me, so I wouldn't have had a passport. My passport would expire. I was going to ask for political asylum.
In Switzerland.
Really? I would need it because I wouldn't be able to travel anyway without a valid passport. And the Jews knew that, so they didn't want to. And especially, this was at the time when the U.S. and the Jews were squeezing Switzerland for the Swiss bank scam, if you remember that. And they didn't want this kind of publicity. The U.S. and Jews didn't want this kind of publicity at that time, see. So it was good timing for me.
You just got lucky then.
You might say that.
What happens if... What happens now if your present passport expires?
Well, I've got till 2007 now.
Oh.
10 years.
10 years.
Yeah. What can happen in 10 years? Hopefully the U.S. government will be overthrown and the Jews will get it in the neck.
Or what if it's the other way around, that the Jews get to your neck?
Oh. There are no certainties in this life, for Pablo.
But you still go on.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You have no intention of, even for just the one, dropping by the United States on your way to other countries?
No. I haven't touched foot in the U.S. since...
Oh, yes. Well, maybe that's because you have this
Warrant?
Okay,
Eugene.
Yeah, because you want to touch with your book, you know, a few books. Because in the passport, you know, and Simon Schuster, you know.
Yeah.
In game number 34, I would be very indirect because we have no time, Bobby, okay? With your My 60 memorable games, in game number 34, this is Bertok against Fischer. You know, the real book, page 208, note after White's 11th move, Bishop King 2. And now King Bishop 1 levels, while Queen Knight 2 is the prescription for maintaining tension. That's what you wrote, okay?
Right.
But the bad book, or the bad sport book, which, you know, they're trying to change all your writing. And now King F8 equalizes, while 14 Queen D7 is a way of maintaining tension. So, they change your, it's the prescription for maintaining tension, they change it to, it's a way of maintaining tension.
Right, and levels they change to
equalize.
They took all of the life out of it. It was very well written, they just deliberately took the life out of it, you know.
I prefer the prescription, huh?
Of course.
It was
written in a very, snappy way.
In a nice way, they just deliberately took all the, snap, crackle, and pop out of it.
vicious rats.
Okay, Bobby, in game 42, this is on Zeker Fischer. You wrote, King Rook to King 1, 22. King Rook to King 1, pawn to Rook 3. And then you commented, a hand in Luft, as becomes apparent later. But the bad book, or the bad sport, wrote Rook F1, 22, and H6. And then some hand in Luft. Becomes apparent later.
Yeah.
So what?
Troubling is from hand in Luft.
Right.
And just to make a fool of me.
The changes is incredible, Bobby. Huh? Now in game 57, Larsen Fischer.
Yeah, this is a beauty. Listen to this, Pablo. Listen
okay.
to this.
This was after 19th move, pawn to queen rook 3, question mark. Bobby Fischer wrote, Larsen's reluctance to simplify will soon backfire. But the bad sport wrote, or changed to 1983, question mark, Larsen's reluctance to simplify will soon backfire.
Mm-hmm. On him!
Oh, they put on him.
The original says, Larsen's reluctance to simplify will soon backfire, and the Forge Baxford book, Larsen's reluctance to simplify will soon backfire on him.
Yeah,
I'm trying to make it easy. When a gun backfires, it backfires on you.
Sure,
it's understood.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
trying to make me sound like a simpleton.
Mm-hmm. But maybe that's the way they understand the English readers.
No, one of the guys who forged this Baxford edition of My 60 Memorable Games is John Nunn. He's, I think, the main guy involved in it. Because his name is mentioned twice on the page where they talk about who rewrote the book. This is typeset by John Nunn, and the people who worked on it, he's mentioned again, John Nunn, mentioned twice on this copyright page. And this guy is a brain. He's a very smart guy. He went to Oxford University, he was an assistant professor there. And he knows English perfectly well.
Mm-hmm.
They did this just to make a fool of me. He's a vicious son of a bitch. I'm sure he's a secret Jew, too. It's John Nunn. A real devil, John Nunn. Very smart. So many of these creeps have been to Oxford, you know. My former attorney, Bishane, went to Oxford. Clinton went to Oxford. And John Nunn has gone to Oxford. All kind of snakes go there. It's like a finishing school for
snakes.
For snakes.
Well, you get the one last question, I guess.
Okay,
The Rotham years / Rothschilds are associated with Oxford. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
They have more changes here, but we have no time.
Okay.
Yes, right.
Well,
so, unless Vince has one more question, Lena. Okay. So, we just ran out of time in the program again. Tonight, Bobby, I don't know how long you'll be staying in Baguio again, or in the Philippines for that matter, but I know we will be getting in touch again in the future.
Yeah, I sure hope so, Pablo. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Eugene?
Well, I'd like just to comment now. that, you know, it's been a long time.